Support for KPLU's Going Places comes from Alaska Airlines, featuring their new flight experience, Alaska Beyond. With entertainment from the Seattle International Film Festival, entrees created by Chef Tom Douglas, and power at every seat. Learn more at alaskaair.com.
This is Going Places on KPLU. Oftentimes, group tours to foreign countries will meet up with a local guide. For the travelers, the guide serves as everything from an expert in local culture to, if necessary, a translator during emergencies. But as travel expert Matthew Brumley tells KPLU's Ed Ronco, the travelers often have a big impact on the guide, too.
Matthew Brumley, you've been leading tours for a long time now. We just went to Cuba together earlier this year.
Yes, we did.
And
I remember the mojitos, Ed.
And there was an American guide who took us all the way through the trip. But there's also a local guide in a lot of places. And for many of the local guides, especially in developing nations, it's a pretty lucrative job.
Being a guide gives you access to hard currency, U.S. dollars. And who are the best tippers on the planet? Americans.
Really?
Everybody knows it. Hmm. Everyone loves to have American clients. You know, so if you're a Cuban and you're getting tipped at the end of a week $500 to $1,000 per trip, you know, imagine that the average income in Cuba for a doctor is $30 a month.
Wow.
So you're making so much money. You could support your entire family and your extended, you know, your cousins, everybody else.
So it's a lucrative job for a lot of people. It's also a job that carries a lot of responsibility, especially for local guides or guides who are operating in places where their guests might not have a command of the language or a knowledge of the culture.
That's right. So you could have anything go wrong from, heat strokes to a medical condition to train strikes. Mm. And when those things go wrong, oftentimes you're the only person there, who is the gateway to medical care, to getting them out of a place that they really need to get out of right away. Mm-hmm. So those are the moments where you really earn your pay. Mm-hmm. So you were talking about local guides. So if I'm heading to Cuba, it's illegal for me to guide there. And by the way, I couldn't guide there anyway because I don't know the history or the culture that well. So I wouldn't want to be that local guide. But you have local guides and then you have basically program directors that are the American reps who are there to make sure that everything's going right from A to Z. But in other destinations, I might be the guide. Mm-hmm. I might be giving the city walk. But more and more, what's happened overseas is that they have a licensing system. And if you're walking, like for instance, if I'm walking through Rome, and this has happened to me in the Colosseum or in the Vatican, and I say three words to a group, just there's the toilets, we're meeting back at this time, undercover police officers will come up to me and literally threaten to throw me in prison and give me a 500 euro fine on the spot.
For illegal guiding.
I don't have it. They're basically protecting their guild, protecting their licensed guides. They're trying to keep their employment high. I suppose they're also trying to make sure that anyone who's speaking about their heritage and their phenomenal history, that they know what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That people are getting real experiences.
Experiences, but I think it's mostly about employment for guides and then protecting their jobs.
It's the economic interest.
It's economic interest. So American guides certainly cannot walk through the museums of Europe, and they're not supposed to be talking at all about anything.
I did not know that. So when you go on a trip, there are a lot of layers behind the scenes that you don't see of how things are supposed to operate.
Right. And so like on the next trip, I'll have local experts, professors, art historians, opera singers. I'll be bringing them in every single day, and they'll be just coming in for an hour or two and then leaving.
And to the visitor, that looks like just a kind of a nice feature of the trip, but really it's you complying with important and pretty strict local laws.
You've got it, but also makes for a better trip.
Matthew Brumley, thank you very much.
It's been great talking to you, Ed.
Matthew Brumley is our travel expert. He's the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions. He's been a guide of some sort in the Canadian Rockies, on the Orient Express, through Northern Asia, through Europe, for almost 30 years now. And you can hear more from him every Thursday right here on KPLU or at our website, kplu.org. I'm Ed Ronco.